This Do Lectures episode features co-founder of Do Breathe, Michael Townsend Williams. Michael will help you breathe yourself better with some simple breathing techniques. Recorded live as part of our online live lectures series in 2020.
How are you all feeling? Hey? Suddenly, how are you has become the most complicated question to answer, hasn't it? So I'm not going to really dive into the situation we're in because we know what's going on. A lot of change outside, but actually inside, a lot of the problems that we're facing are pretty similar to what we've already faced, always faced: insecurities, worry, anxiety, pressure. So this really is a time when we've been faced with our inner world in a way like never before. And that's challenging, but it's also an opportunity. And it's an opportunity for you to realize, as you work on your inner world and control how you're feeling inside, how that will change how you experience what's going on outside. We breathe 23,000 times a day and hardly ever notice it. And yet with this respiratory virus, we're suddenly becoming, you know, tragically aware of the importance of our breath and how fragile we are. Just close your eyes for a moment and see if you can just connect with how you're feeling here and now in this moment. Moving from the thoughts in your head to the feelings and sensations in your body. Notice areas of your body that feel heavy, areas of your body that feel light. Notice areas of your body that feel warm or cool. And whatever feelings arise, see if you can stay with the feelings rather than immediately going into your thoughts about those feelings. And become aware of how you're breathing. Notice whether you're breathing from the chest or the belly. Notice whether you're breathing fast or slow. Whether you're breathing through the nose or the mouth. Whether you're breathing in more than you breathe out. And then slowly open your eyes. So just checking in with how you're feeling, it's become, again, a very complicated thing. I don't know about you, but I go through hundreds of different feelings every day. I never really know what they all are. I'm encountering mixtures of feelings that I've never had before. But what I do find is when I'm actually in the feeling, and I'm breathing into it and not going into my head and creating stories and thoughts about it, it's not so bad. It doesn't mean it's a comfortable place, but actually it feels something you can cope with. And importantly, you can then make decisions from that place and you can actually relate to the people around you more. Because when you're stressed, not only are you mentally and physically not looking after yourself, you're not very resilient. Your immune system goes down, you're more vulnerable to disease. And also, if you're getting irritated with people that you're locked down with, it's going to be harder to control your behavior. You're going to be reacting. And breathing is a fantastic tool to help you manage how you're feeling and respond as skillfully as you can. So again, just close your eyes. And again, just notice how you're feeling. Breathe slowly. Again, noticing whether you can relate to the feelings in your body and just accept them without thinking or analyzing. And then opening your eyes again. So I've actually even got my own book out recently. I've realized I need to read my own book. I need to drink my own Kool-Aid. I need to calm down, find focus, and get stuff done. So the rest of the session, we're going to spend about 15 minutes doing some breathing exercises and how you can use your breath to recenter, how you can use your breath to relax, how you can use your breath to energize yourself, and how you can find balance and focus through the breath. So we'll be rattling through a few exercises, and I can go into them deeper if you email me and ask me for more information. But we want this to be an experience rather than me talking too much. So we're going to start off with the basics of breathing. And you have two key systems in your body, your stress response and your relaxation response. And your breathing is a great way of modulating these two responses and getting you into a centered place. So just close your eyes now. And I'm going to go through the basics of breathing well, a technique that you can really use every day, bringing you back to a natural, relaxed rhythm. So get down into the belly, maybe place one hand on the chest and one hand on the belly. And if you feel that you're in your chest, try to consciously bring your breathing down to the belly. As you inhale, your belly rises. As you exhale, your belly falls. So breathing from the belly is about 20% more energy efficient. You can control the breath more easily. You're exercising the diaphragm. So breathing from the belly. Secondly, bring your awareness to your nostrils, feeling the breath flowing in and out of the nostrils. The nostrils designed to filter the air, chamber behind the nose, warming the air to a nice temperature for your lungs. And then thirdly, we're going to regulate the breath by breathing in to a count of three and out to a count of three. As you inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. As you inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Inhale, one, two, three. And exhale, one, two, three. Just continue to breathe at that rhythm. And then open your eyes. So many of us nowadays are breathing sometimes 15 to 20 breaths per minute, and that's stressing your system. So that rhythm of 10 breaths per minute is something that most people can breathe at most of the day. Children actually breathe a little bit faster, but that breathing rhythm, breathing in for three and out for three, is something that you can do on a regular basis and you should do. Secondly, now we're going to lengthen the inhalations and exhalations to a ratio of breathing in for five and breathing out for five. And this is six breaths per minute. Six breaths per minute actually brings your stress response and relaxation response into this really nice dynamic state of balance, which is deeply restorative. So if you're breathing at 10 breaths per minute and you're still feeling agitated, bringing it down to six breaths per minute is going to make you feel better fast. So again, close your eyes, and I'm going to slowly take you from three breaths, counting to three, to counting to five. So close your eyes, breathing in, one, two, three, and then breathing out, one, two, three. Breathing in, one, two, three. Breathing out, one, two, three. Breathing in, one, two, three, four. And breathing out, one, two, three, four. Breathing in, one, two, three, four. And breathing out, one, two, three, four. Breathing in, one, two, three, four, five. Breathing out, one, two, three, four, five. Breathing in, one, two, three, four, five. Breathing out, one, two, three, four, five. Just continue to breathe at that slow rate of six breaths per minute. And then open your eyes. So now we're going to look at how we can use the breath actually to energize you. So if you lengthen the exhalations, which we might do later, you'll relax the system. If we emphasize the inhalation, you're going to be actually flushing stuff out of the body. And this is a great exercise to flush out the lungs, get some energy into your belly. And if you're pregnant, if you have health issues, this might be a bit too much for you, so you need to stay with the belly breathing. But what we're going to do, we're going to take some deep breaths, and then we're going to exhale sharply like this. By drawing the tummy in sharply, to flush out the lungs. And we're going to do that a few times, and then we're going to hold the breath When we hold the breath, we're only holding the breath for a few seconds, so it's not a challenge. So take a deep breath in. Exhale fully. Inhale deeply. Exhale fully. And then inhale. Exhale sharply. Exhale. 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 So keep going. Don't think about inhaling. The inhalation happens without you thinking. Exhale sharply. Exhale. 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 Exhale fully. Inhale deeply. Exhale fully again. Inhale a three-quarter breath. Hold your breath, close your eyes, and allow your mind to settle between the eyebrows. As you hold your breath, you're improving the gas exchange in the lungs. And as your breath stills, so your mind also naturally stills. And exhale. So inhale deeply. And exhale. So opening your eyes. So if in the morning you've brushed your teeth and you're feeling a bit sluggish and you can't be bothered to get going with the day, you put the kettle on, just try some Kapalabhati, those exhaling sharply, get the energy going in your body and you can lift your mood. And the next exercise I'd like to share is alternate nostril breathing. So one of the curious things about the human body is the right side of the brain, the creative side of the brain controls the left side of the body, and the left side of the brain, the more rational side, controls the right side of the body. So could you just check for a moment whether you're breathing more through the right nostril or the left? So just close your right nostril and just notice how you're breathing through the left nostril. So the left nostril connected to the right side of the brain, the creative intuitive side, nice and softly. And then close the left nostril and breathe in and out through the right nostril softly. The right nostril going to the left side of the brain, the more logical side. And then release from that. And just go into the chat if you can. And just, can you just say, was your right nostril more open than your left? Or was it your left more open than your right? Or was it balanced? That'd be an interesting thing to find out. Because when your right nostril is more open, it corresponds with these ultradian rhythms through the day. So when your right nostril is more open, you tend to have more energy. When your left nostril is more open, you tend to want a sort of rest. And normally every hour and a half, we feel quite balanced. So we're going to do an exercise now where we're going to be breathing in through the left for three and then breathing out through the right for six. So by lengthening the exhalation, we'll be triggering the body's natural relaxation system. By focusing on the left and the right, you really do need to focus. So this is great for calming you down and centering you before you have to do something, because you really can't think about something else while you're focusing on breathing from the belly, breathing through the nose, breathing in through the left and out through the right. So it will involve some effort. So close your, if you have your hands like this, it's a good way to do it. When we do our advanced training, we do this for 7 hours a day. So that's a really good way to hold. And we're only going to do this for a minute or so. Just close your right nostril, tuck the elbow in, and then exhale fully left. Inhale left, one, two, three. And then exhale right, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale right, one, two, three. And exhale left, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale left, one, two, three, and then exhale right, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale right, one, two, three, and exhale left, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale left, one, two, three, and exhale right, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale right, one, two, three. And exhale left, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale left, one, two, three. And exhale right, one, two, three, four, five, six. Inhale right, one, two, three, And then exhale left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So just drop your hands to your lap now. Close your eyes. And again, come back to breathing from the belly, breathing in and out through the nose, feeling the softness of the breath entering and leaving the nose. And just notice how you feel. Notice the feelings and sensations in the body, the things that arise in the mind. As you inhale and exhale. So opening your eyes, we're going to finish now with some silent meditation, just for a couple of minutes. So traditionally in yoga, these pranayama techniques were the main build-up to meditation. And if you get yourself in this calm, focused, relaxed state, even a couple of minutes of meditation afterwards, just feel that much better. So just get your backs nice and straight now. So you keep your back as straight as you can so that you stay awake, so you're not too relaxed. Your chest is up and your shoulders drop back. And then close your eyes. Bring your awareness down into your belly. Feel the belly rising and falling with the breath. Feel the breath entering and leaving the nostrils. Regulate the breath so you're breathing into a count of three and then out to a count of three. Allow your mind to settle between the eyebrows or in the heart. And we'll just stay like this silently for a couple of minutes. And then bringing your awareness back to that place between the eyebrows or your heart, that seat of awareness. And just think of three things that you feel truly grateful for here and now in this moment. And then bring your awareness to someone close to you that needs your love. And just think about them. And then opening your eyes. So hopefully those of you that are experienced meditators maybe realize that actually a little bit of breath work before the meditation will improve your practice. Those of you very new to meditation can maybe feel that actually you can actually start feeling a taste of that better if you actually get into your breath. So we now move on to some questions. And I've got a question here from Maria. When I try to focus on my breathing, my mind tends to wander. Do you have any tips to stop this from happening? So basically, your mind will wander. Your mind's a curious thing. It just likes to grab hold of things and run with them. So that game of, you know, bringing your awareness back to your breath or whatever you're doing, that never ends, actually. So every time that you find you've wandered and you come back to your breathing or your counting, you're training your ability to do it. So the more you practice this, the better you get at it. But the easiest way to do it is to go through breathing from the belly, breathing through the nose, and counting as you breathe. So you're breathing into a count of three, out to a count of three. And obviously the alternate nostril breathing exercise, if you do that, that will improve your ability to focus. Jade, is there anything you can advise that can help people get to sleep in these stressful times? Yeah. So I guess the first bit of advice on sleep would be that I only learned relatively recently that human beings for most of our existence were polyphasic. You know, we didn't sleep in one go. We had, you know, basically five sleep cycles, which is about 7.5 hours. And we would take that over the day whenever we fancied it. So actually, I don't think it's always important to get all your sleep in one go, but you do want to aim for five sleep cycles, so 7.5 hours. My top tip really would be to do slow, deep breathing. So I'm just going to do a little exercise now where we just breathe in for 4 and out for 8, and then breathe in for 5 and out for 10. This is really lengthening the exhalations, and this is how I would breathe if I wanted to get to sleep. There's some other stuff, so if you email me, I can send you a guided relaxation to go with this. Just close your eyes for a moment. And again, breathing from the belly, breathing through the nose, breathing in 1, 2, 3, 4, and then breathing out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathing in 1, 2, 3, 4, breathing out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathing in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathing out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then just opening your eyes when you feel ready. So if you're lying down on your back, you're breathing from the belly through the nose, and you're doing that. If you add counting to it, again, a bit like counting sheep, that's what I do. But it's a complex thing getting to sleep. I wish you all the best. Another question we have from Zoe John. Hi, Zoe. Any recommendations for the best times or situations to practice the nostril exercise? So all of these exercises ideally should be part of a training regime. So obviously, if you can practice, you know, 5 minutes a day every morning, that means that when you want to use the techniques on an ad hoc basis, as and when you need them, their impact is going to be faster. So I would recommend 5 minutes in the morning, and ideally before you have breakfast, but after you've actually had a shower so that you're awake. And even just starting with a couple of minutes can really, really get you in a better place. I don't know what you're like, but when I wake up in the morning, you know, the first few minutes are a bit cloudy. And if you get a shower and you do a bit of alternate nostril breathing, you tend to cope with the day better. Another question. So from Sarah King, I find I get to 4 or 5 on the inhale and feel like I've run out of breath. Am I inhaling too quickly or just don't have the lung capacity? So obviously I'm trying to sort of guess, you know, when you're doing breath work, you can work in groups, but obviously individual work is ideal because we're all at different levels of development. So with the breathing in, if you want to find somewhere which is comfortable. So breathing in for 3 and out for 3 is comfortable. And if you practice at that very comfortable rhythm, you can work on your control and your attention before you start to lengthen it. So if you find breathing in for 5 and out for 10 too much, just keep practicing at 4 and 8 until you want to give it a go again. And yes, often you are inhaling too quickly. So one of the things I didn't mention, but you know, and some of these techniques are active exhalations. If you exhale completely and fully, you get a lot more breath in than focusing on your inhalation. So it sounds counterintuitive, but often it takes a while before people switch from being active with their inhalation to being active with their exhalation. Another question here from Rory. Hi, Rory. Sinusitis makes breathing through the nose tricky. Any tips? So I think a common thing with breathing through the nose, there are exceptions to this, so you can have physical blockages and you do sometimes need operations, but most of the time in my experience, when people have difficulty through the nostrils, it's because they're actually trying too hard. So actually if you now breathe through your nostrils and really try, it's almost like snorting, what actually happens when you try hard is the nostrils close down and it's harder to get air in. So again, the slightly counterintuitive thing, if you're finding it hard breathing through the nostrils, is try to breathe softer and more gently, and then the air finds its way through. If you have real problems and you don't want to go down the medical route, you can use these kind of saline cleansing things for the nostrils, which also I've used in the past. So we're getting to the last 5 minutes. So we have a question here from David Sullivan. Hi, David. David is one of the people testing out our Do Breathe beta app at the moment, which you can check into at the website. Hi, David. Interested in Mike's view on Wim Hof's breathing technique. Yeah. So what Wim's done, basically, he's taken a number of breathing techniques and kind of made them his own. And that's absolutely great. I think what I love about him is he's a great character. And actually, interestingly, watching a story about him, you know, the story about me with my brother, who's actually behind in my Do Talk, and how my kind of personal transformation was triggered by his sudden death falling from a 15th floor balcony. Well, actually, Wim had a similar experience. You know, his wife tragically actually killed herself, leaving him with four young children. So he entered into this world a bit like me, from a very dark and tragic place. So I have a lot of respect for him. I think where I have an issue, and it's not a big issue, is that a lot of what he does is about superhuman performance. So, you know, he climbs up mountains in his shorts, and he's an incredibly superhuman being. But what he sometimes, that kind of stuff does, it means it's not for everyone. It's kind of just for those elite alpha males to go and jump into ice water. And that's great. But I think that sometimes that can be off-putting to the general public. And for me, I just want to get everybody breathing better, because these are basic techniques. And, you know, stuff like Wim's great to layer on top of these. But actually, if you haven't got these right and you're not applying them to your life, then going to a workshop once a year isn't going to solve your problem. So that's Wim. Next question. Another one from David about box breathing. Yeah, box breathing, great technique popularized by the Navy SEALs. Basically breathing in for four, holding for four, breathing out for four, and holding for four. Yeah, a great technique, David. Sally again. Does breath work also help when you're struggling to stay focused? Absolutely. I think that one of the key things with the breath is it's the main kind of communication between your mind and body. So if you get into this, you start noticing changes in your breathing before you actually mentally do. It's very hard to breathe slowly and deeply and have a really crazy scattered mind. So I think it can help with focus in terms of controlling your stress system, so you can access the front part of the brain and you can think more clearly. Nasal breathing actually also activates the brain, so you can think more clearly. But that focus training of, you know, counting breaths or meditation, that takes some time. But it's been shown in research that people that meditate regularly, they can recover from distractions more quickly and they can stay focused for longer. Last question coming up from Leo Smith. Hi, Leo. Sometimes I find that I can't lengthen my exhale. It just runs out too quickly, and I end up holding, pushing to no avail at the end of my breath. Any advice? And you have asthma. Excuse me. Yeah, so practice again. So find somewhere that you can comfortably do. So it might be breathing in for three, breathing out for six. Or maybe even breathing in for two and breathing out for four. So start with something comfortable. Practice lying down on your back and take it slowly, and slowly build up from two to four, three to six. It's also about your physical muscular ability to do these things as well. So, you know, definitely if you lack, you know, abdominal muscle strength, that's something to work on. If your chest is tight, that can also mean it's hard. So opening up your chest. So in an ideal world, you want to have a little bit of breathing, a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of movement, a little bit of meditation, and practice all of these things every day. So I think we're coming to the end. It's been really good fun. Thank you all so much. If you do want to find out more about what I do, you can check out dobreathe.com. The book, actually, if you want to buy the book from the Do Book Company, dobook.co at the moment, if you use the code BREATHE10, I think you get 10% off. And with the physical book, you get a digital book, and there's also an audio book if that's what you want to do too. But thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here. Be safe, be well, and if you can share this with someone else so that they can breathe a little better, let's get the world breathing better together. Thank you all very much.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or, if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out. For our weekly curation of wonder and optimism, sign up to our newsletter by visiting thedolectures.com/newsletter.